All right, this is going to be a fairly short teaching, maybe about 10 minutes, 12 minutes. And I want to talk about ecclesial humility, and I'll explain what that is in just a little bit, but that's kind of the overarching topic. One of the things that we are working on among the leadership right now is defining our church's ideology. And an ideology is just, it's a set of beliefs and values and ideas that shape how we, quote, do church. Okay, so our ideology is what we think is important about how we live life as a church together. So we're working on our core ministries. What does the New Testament assume or command that we should be doing as a church? Our core values, what's important to us as we do the work of the church? And then things like membership agreements. What are we asking potential members to commit to in being part of the church? All those components and some other things too form our ideology. And an ideology is, if you boil it down, it's a point of view. We have a point of view about what we as TCF should be doing. If we didn't have a point of view, we would just be at the mercy of every changing wind that came along and anything that any other church was doing. We would have no central mass from which to operate. And ideology allows us to make decisions that are based on what we've already said and agreed is important for us as a body. And one of the, we'll have our core values. We'll have all of those things on our website. We will talk about them from time to time. People should be able to know what our inner compass looks like and what informs and allows us to make decisions. One of the proposed core values, and again, we're working on this, but one of the proposed core values is ecclesial humility. And what that simply means is humility as a church. I talked last week in the sermon about humility, about personal humility, but ecclesial humility is kind of a group attitude as a church, one of humility. And I want to talk about three ways in which we can live out this value of ecclesial humility. So three things. The first one is to remember that we don't have it all figured out. As a church, we don't have it all figured out. The ideology for TCF is simply that. It is the ideology for TCF. It's not the way that all churches should do it. We are not saying that how we do church is how every other church should also do it. When I was younger, I spent a lot of time reading stuff published by Willow Creek Community Church in Chicago and Saddleback Community Church in San Diego, and they would always, you know, they would pitch their ideology, their point of view, but it was also marketed as kind of the way to do church in the 20th and then the 21st century. But we don't want to do that. A lot of what we do as a church is not revolutionary. We did not invent necessarily how to do church. A lot of what we do is common to other churches. If you think about word and table, home groups, discipleship, youth and campus, and missions like Mexico, most churches have those ministries as well because the New Testament vision for churches emphasizes those things. So it's common to most churches to be doing those things. It's not revolutionary. We have a good inheritance. What we enjoy in our life together as TCF has a lot to do with where we got it from. We received a lot from LCF, and we're grateful for that. We planted out of LCF with an ideology, with a point of view, and we're grateful for that. But we haven't discovered something that no other church has ever discovered in the history of church. The one another's apply to all churches, not just ours. So we don't believe that all churches should do exactly what TCF is doing. And keeping that in mind, it goes a long way toward ecclesial humility. Does that make sense? So that's the first one, remembering that we don't have it all figured out. The second one is that we partner with churches that don't do things the same way that we do. We partner with churches who do things differently. One of the meanings of koinonia, I mentioned this maybe a month and a half ago, one of the meanings of koinonia is partnership. And partnership is locking arms with other Christians to do the work of the kingdom, to do the Lord's work. And we've had this kind of koinonia with LCF and with ECF, and we anticipate continuing to have that as well. But we can also develop partnerships with other churches, whether we join the EFCA and meet churches through the EFCA or whether we don't. We can partner with other churches that share the same goals for mission that we do. And they don't exactly have to share our ideology. They don't have to do church the same way that we do for us to be partners with them. In Galatians 2, Paul is writing about going to Jerusalem and meeting with the apostles. And he says this, "When the apostles saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, and when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised." So the apostles recognized the ministry of Paul and Barnabas to the Gentiles and said, "What you're doing is very different from what we're doing, but we are moving in the same direction in doing the Lord's work." And they extended the right hand of fellowship to them. We want to give the right hand of fellowship to other churches that are committed to Jesus and who may do things in ways that don't look exactly like we do. So that's the second thing. We partner with churches that don't do things exactly like us. And then the third one, and I think this is the most important of the three. We evangelize Jesus, not our ideology. We evangelize the Lord Jesus, not our way of doing church. A lot of times new folks will come into the church and they will say things like, "This church is so different than what I grew up with or what I've known as a Christian." And a lot of the difference that they experience has to do with our emphasis on relational discipleship and getting to know people and walking out life together, what we call life on life. And because we're intentional about that, it's great to hear it. I'm glad when people say that. But we want to make sure that we evangelize Jesus. We want to evangelize life in his name, enrolling in his school of life, and being conformed to his likeness. That's what's given to us as his body. And we come alongside one another to do that, to live that kind of life. What we don't want is to evangelize ourselves. We don't want to evangelize ourselves, our ideology. No matter how excited we are about TCF, and it's right to be excited, it's right to love our church, we are merely servants. We're merely servants. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:5, "For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." So those are the three ways I think we can live out this value of ecclesial humility. We remember that we don't have it all figured out. We partner with other churches who may be different from us, and we evangelize Jesus and not our ideology. All right? So any thoughts or questions there?